Hey everyone, welcome back to Dad's Bedtime Stories. Some exciting news on my part lately is that I've just done my first two podcast interviews. So I did one on a podcast called The Cave, which is spelled K4V3. Now that's really an adult podcast, I should say, so not really for the kids. And I'm going to do another one here on the Young Dad podcast. I'll update everyone when I know those podcast episodes are out, in case there's any parents who want to check them out. As for the story, we got another request. Let's have a listen.
Hi, my name is Amen. I'm a big fan of you. I would like to request a sports car planet. Thank you.
That was a great voicemail, Amen. Like, straight to the point. Got it right in there. It was perfect. And I don't know if you know this, but I've actually kind of done a sports car or a race car planet in the past, but it was only one third of an episode. So I think we can head back to the race car planet for one more episode. As usual, time to get as comfy as you can in those beds. Close your eyes and imagine yourself doing what the kid in the story does. Imagine yourself waking up on spaceship. Alert, 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 spaceship says. Huh? What is it, spaceship? We are receiving a message. All right, I'll be right there, you say. You swing your legs over the side of the bed. You get up and stretch. Man, you leave the bedroom area on the spaceship. As you enter the main area of the ship, you walk towards the control center, where there's a huge viewing screen in front of you. Put the message up, you say. Understood, spaceship replies. On the screen, there's suddenly some sort of trailer or invitation. Welcome, friends of the race car planet. You have been invited to participate in our annual Intercontinental Super Race. Jet cars are recommended. Coordinates and specifications are part of this message. Intercontinental Race? That sounds cool. Can we make a car to enter? You ask Spaceship. Already working on it, Spaceship replies. I guess we better set a course for the planet then. How far away is it? The planet will take the majority of the day to reach at super hyperdrive, Spaceship responds. Well, I wish there was some way for me to practice on the way. I haven't driven a car very often except that one time when I was on the race car planet. I kind of feel like everyone else is going to have the advantage. Understood, Spaceship said. I have an idea. What is it? Let me show you, Spaceship responds. An opening in the floor, well, opens up, and out of it appears a pedestal with a huge glass case around it. And inside the glass case is a little miniature planet. And it looks exactly like the race car planet. There's roads streaking all over it from one continent to another, with loops and jumps, twists and turns. Everything you remember from the planet itself. What's this, spaceship? This is an exact micro replica of the race car planet. It comes equipped with artificial gravity and everything else you might need. Isn't it a little small, though, you ask? That is no problem. I can shrink you and the race car down to the appropriate size. It should mimic the race car planet exactly, Spaceship explains. Seriously? Cool. How do I go about it, you ask? Just press the red button, Spaceship explains. You walk up towards the pedestal, and you see a giant red button. You press down on it with one of your hands, and a strange sensation passes through your body. A bright blue light surrounds you, and you begin to shrink, and shrink, and shrink, and shrink, and before you know it, you've been teleported onto this miniaturized race car planet, and you've been shrunk down to the size where the planet looks like a full-sized planet. Transporting race car now, spaceship says. You look up at the sky and you see something slowly lowering down towards this little microplanet. As it gets closer, you realize it's a sports car of some kind. A bright red sports car being carried by three or four little tiny robots. The robots lower the car down onto the road directly beside you, and then they disappear. I recommend you try it out, spaceship says. You open the door to the sports car and you climb inside. The whole thing's been made to fit you exactly. It's a slightly smaller version of a car that's made for a kid just your size. You climb inside the car and you do up the seatbelt. There's a helmet sitting on the seat beside you. You pick it up, put it over your head, and strap it on. There are a few things you should know about the car, spaceship says. First of all, it is incredibly fast. But don't be concerned, it has been equipped with full car airbags. In case of an accident, airbags deploy on the outside of the car in all directions. Really? Cool. What's this red button do, you ask, looking down at the steering wheel and seeing a brightly colored red button. That button activates the jet thrusters. Jet thrusters are necessary for many parts of this racetrack. I highly recommend using them on the approach to large jumps or loop-de-loops. Without them, you may not retain the speed necessary to make it around the loop, spaceship tells you. All right. Well, I guess we should get this thing started. You turn on the car by pressing a button to the side, and the engine roars to life. You rev the engine a few times by pressing down on the gas pedal, and when you're feeling pretty confident that you fit in just the right way, you put the car into gear. You notice that there's a little set of stoplights right above where spaceships teleported you to on this microplanet. You watch as the lights turn from red to yellow to green. As soon as they hit green, you press down on the pedal as hard as you can. The car shoots forward immediately, and you begin heading down the track. You practice getting used to the way it steers, going around corners, over top of hills, and as you approach your first loop-de-loop, you get ready to press the red button. You notice there's little lines drawn on the roads with signs that are up beside them. The signs read, "Hit jets now." As soon as you cross the line, you press the red button and the car suddenly lurches forward at an even faster speed. You try to stick to the center line as you head towards the loop-de-loop. You go up, up, up until you're upside down and looping back around the other way. Directly following that, you see a huge jump in the distance. Once again, you press down on the red button, getting the car up to an absolutely unbelievable speed. As you hit the jump, the car floats perfectly through the air. Unfortunately, it begins to do a flip as you're going. I recommend using the mid-air stabilizers, spaceship says. Just pull back or press forward on the steering wheel to correct the car's direction. You try doing just what spaceship suggested, and you find that you're able to stabilize the car in the air. Get it flying nice and straight and lined up for a perfect landing. You continue practicing racing the car for hours and hours, driving through as many of the different roads on the race car planet as you possibly can, trying out as many of the loop-de-loops and the jumps as you can get your hands on, until you eventually hear an alert from spaceship. Alert! Planet approaching! Alert! Planet approaching! Spaceship says. You stop the car before responding. Alright, I guess you better get me out of here, you say to the ship. Understood, spaceship says. Suddenly the car begins to glow a bright blue color, and then you do as well. You get sucked out of the microplanet, and you begin growing and growing and growing. You find yourself sitting in the cargo bay of the ship, now back to your normal size. Landing ship now, spaceship announces. You hear the ship clunk down onto a solid surface. As it does, the back hatch opens up, revealing the race car planet itself, but the real one this time. And it's full of all sorts of people. All sorts of different race cars and race car drivers from all different planets. Some have green skin, some have purple skin, and there's even some little golden dudes from the planet Leaf. I don't know what that's about. You carefully drive your car out of the spaceship, down the ramp, and into the starting area. Hundreds of different cars are lined up, each one a different color, a different shape, each one being driven by a different person from a different planet. There seem to be crews of workers, and one of them directs your car into the exact right spot to start the race. Then you hear the announcer come over a loudspeaker. Welcome to the Ultimate Race. Today we will be headed across the intercontinental racetrack from one continent to the next. The car that comes in first place will win the trophy. We have competitors from all over the galaxy, all throughout the universe, and it's time to see which one of them is the ultimate race car driver. The crowd goes wild, cheering all around you. Racers, it's time to start your engines. You press the button to start your engine again, and the thing revs to life, making a low, throaty groan. You rev the engine a few times by pressing down on the gas pedal, and then you put it into gear. Racers, get ready, get set, and go! The light turns green and all of the racers hit the gas as quickly as they can. You do the same thing. The biggest difficulty is getting around all of these other cars. Luckily, the roads on the race car planet are quite wide. Wide enough that hundreds of cars can race at once. But still, you want to pass as many of them as you possibly can. You begin swerving in and out of the lanes, passing as many of the cars as you can. Before long, you make your way from the very back of the race to about the middle. And then you see the first jump coming up, a huge jump that you've practiced on before. As soon as you pass the special line, you hit the red button. The jet on your car powers up and shoots you forward at incredible speed. All of the other cars around you do the same thing. You fly up the jump and out into the air. You use the stabilizers to keep the car flying nice and straight until you come to the landing on the other side. Following the landing, there's a series of twists and turns, where you have to move left and right. Once again, you're able to pass a whole bunch of the other competitors throughout the twists and turns. Spaceship really made this car a pretty good one. Next up, an incredible-sized loop-de-loop. Once again, as soon as you pass the line, you hit your jet engine booster, and you fly up the loop-de-loop. This time, you pass even more cars as you go up, and even more as you go around and down. At the end of the loop is another huge jump. You keep the jet engine going as you fly through the air. On the other side is a large open tunnel. You land perfectly in the entrance to the tunnel. Oh, this thing wasn't on your simulation. It's a little different than anything you've driven before. It's created in such a way that the road actually curves up into a full tube. You can drive on the bottom, the sides. It even looks like you could drive on the top if you were going fast enough. And that's when you get an idea. You pull the car over to the right as far as you can go until you're almost driving on the side of this long, narrow tube. And then you hit the jet engines once again. The jets shoot you forward at incredible speed to the point that you're able to swing up almost upside down on this tube. From this vantage point, you're able to pass almost all of the other cars, flying directly over top of them at jet speed. You swing back down to the bottom of the loop just before things turn into a normal road again. You realize you're now in second place. There's only one car ahead of you, and you can see it up there in the distance. And you can also see another gigantic jump. As you approach the jump, you press the button once again, causing your jet engine to shoot you forward. You aim for the direct center of the jump, and as you fly off of it, you press down on the button as hard as you can, shooting you through the air as fast as you can possibly go. As you fly, you find yourself flying directly over top of the other car. As you land on the other side, you find yourself in first place. Now you just have to hold it. You carefully continue to maneuver the car around the bends, over the bumps, around the loop-de-loops, and over the jumps. As the other competitors try to pass you, you carefully move left and right to stop them from having room. In the distance, you can see a checkered flag that marks the finish line. Feeling that you're just about close enough, you hit the jet engines once again, propelling you forward as quickly as you can go. You fly off another little jump through the air, and you cross the finish line in first place. You turn off the jets, slam on the brakes, and turn sideways. The car slides to an almost immediate stop, and the crowd goes wild. You can hear them cheering from every different direction. Some of the workers guide you over to the side, into the winner's circle. You slowly and carefully drive the car through a little laneway and over into a big open area. In the big open area, there's three little ramps that seem to lead up onto pedestals. The workers guide you up one of the ramps that leads to the tallest pedestal of all. "All right, folks," the announcer says, "let's give a big round of applause to our new intergalactic champion, Team Spaceship." The whole crowd cheers. And then you see a little drone or, I don't know, small helicopter almost sort of thing fly down from the sky, carrying a gigantic golden medal. The golden medal is dropped right on the hood of your car and seems to adhere to it almost like it's partially magnetic. As the crowd continues to cheer, you back the car off of the winner's stand and lead it back towards where Spaceship is waiting. Spaceship has the back hatch down and you can immediately drive up into the little cargo area. You undo your seatbelt and you climb out of the car. You head through the doorway that leads to the main part of the ship, and Spaceship greets you. Welcome back! That was an amazing job! Your driving skill is unparalleled! Thanks, Spaceship. I couldn't have done it without such a cool car. Thanks for creating that thing, and for creating the practice planet. I had a lot of fun today. You are welcome, Spaceship says. Feeling pretty tired, you decide to sit down on the couch. You turn on the TV for a while, but your eyes are just getting too heavy. You swing your legs up onto the couch and lay your head down on a pillow on the other side. Spaceship dims the lights in the ship, and you allow your heavy eyes to close. With each breath, you begin to notice any tension in your muscles. You slowly let the tension melt away, first from your shoulders and your arms, then from your legs and your feet, and last from your torso, your neck, and then your head and your face. With each breath, you sink down deeper and deeper into the couch, and you allow your mind to wander to thoughts of new dreams and new adventures to come. Good night, everyone.